name of Jesus. Amen. We lift up the blood as a token. The evidence that you have been defeated. Amen. We plead that blood. We close it up.
Hallelujah.
I will say this matter is settled.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
We have prayed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Someone wanted to say something. Well, hold on.
Bros, go ahead. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
What's your brother's name? Vincent.
Vincent.
Yeah, brother Vincent.
Yes, sir.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
So, we are going to go sing that song one more time before we
praise the Lord. I just want the church to join with me in prayers. Hallelujah. The reason is Amen. My name is actually Gloria, and my parents gave to me, and along the line, the Lord brought me to this school and baptist, you know, when some teachings. Why I'm sharing this is when the scripture is talking, our brethren are talking about the mind, how Satan is so deceptive. If you're not guided by the Spirit of the Lord, by the Word, and focus, you'll be misguided and you might do things contrary to what is being spoken to you. Hallelujah. And when I was led out to come to the fold that the Lord spoke to me to go, He instructed me, do not look at man. Take notes. I have called and chosen you for the purpose in the end of the last days. There are things the Lord showed to me, which I will do. I'm not going to say it, but I know that the Spirit of God will, as you pray with me, the Lord will put me right place to pray. And when I changed the name, I gave myself Anna. Based on some as we came to Woji, and people call me Gruner, it was a controversy. And I'll say, no, don't call me Gruner, no, that's this thing. And there's something that happened, it's very important. Because we have to be very careful. And after all that the Lord was talking with me, all that I'll do, you know, when the enemy comes, you know that there's something wrong, he captures your mind and begins to deal with you. And begin to drain you from the focus, what God really wants you to, or what God wants you to feel He wants to lead you to, or what He wants to use you for. And begin to walk in the in different ways, adding to what is happening to the body. And my brain, I started having issues in my brain and everything. Because the mind, everything connects to the brain. Why I'm sharing this, the magnitude of the battle is not here, because before I came to the fold, a year or so before I came to this fold, the Lord brought me. I fought with the principalities that took off my eyes, my two eyes. I've never shared it in the fellowship opening like this. But I see that the Lord has done a great thing in my life, and there's a new phase of dimension. Hallelujah. That's only for His glory. And in that dream, I fought that battle and took one of the eyes back to my eyes. And the other one was battling. And I woke up from the dream. From that time, a lot of things started happening to the body. And when you're in Christ, your spirit man is being born anew. And the enemy comes, he steals from the four components of our soul, our mind, emotion, desires, and will, so that you not actualize what the purpose that God has called you for. There's a great tax. Sometimes I used to be afraid because of the tax. And now I'm no more afraid. Even if there's this little item of little fear that will come creeping with that tension. And when I answered the name, there are long line, a sister called me that the Lord said should answer that glory. She said it was a what she received. As we closed the fellowship, she said, "Sister, your name is glory. You know those stories that you answer that glory. He said you should answer that you are His glory. You are for His glory." And after then, I was finding it difficult on how I keep telling people, okay, keep calling me glory, like that. But something happened, and I didn't know, hallelujah. Something happened, and this year, I never believed that I could be able to go back and do a course, and an opportunity came a few months ago. And I started doing this nursing assistant course. Back your memory. And everything. I was surprised when I took courage by faith. Change back my name because they said that if I want to use it to get a job outside the country, that is my first certificate, glory. I said yes. And they said then it will disturb me. And before then, when I got this counsel, I've had the need to change back my name to glory. So that all my this bad everything will be glory. And I now went and did it. But as I came to the camp meeting, in fact from these 2 weeks, even as I came here, that I should tell the brethren to start calling me glory. And the brethren join with me to pray with how I'm going to start it and how it's going to be. We just finished. God to open the door for directions and everything. And the Lord.
Let's pray, Lord. I want to confirmation that we really have to pray for her. You know, when we are coming yesterday, you know, two sisters were discussing. They say that we are waiting for Sister Anna. And God said, we are waiting for Sister Glory. Yeah. Sister said, how can she be for Sister? She want to answer Glory. Let her answer Glory. You don't have to answer Anna. Let her answer
Gloria.
So it's a confirmation that
Okay. I was actually married in primary school, and the father was I was baptized in the Catholic order, but now, many years back, many years, 1997, I now work for vision. I'm pregnant at vision to be a man. From one time to the other, from year to year. I have to pay. And by the inspiration of God, I now choose to answer it. I went to all left to make sure that I formally, yes. So what I'm trying to do in your situation is, if whichever one will choose to answer, all other formal documents remain valid. We can gazette it in the papers and gazette it. Anybody dealing with you, you can know that. What you have faith, because you have faith. You have faith of God in you, what you are doing, what you have faith. And in my own case, God really helped me. He was the whole lot of people who knew me at that, they were against me. Catholic people were against me, so they were just so they loved me. Like this. What you were all against me, I God helped me and called it great. You understand? I stood for the Lord. So, some years I went to the Supreme Court and changed most of the rules. Of course, we have to be changed. And I didn't know that. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that God will not be able to get your conviction, even though God is conviction of this or that. Get a witness to that and go ahead and
my challenge is that what is wrong with
Anna?
And what was wrong with Gloria?
Gloria was the first to see my certificate. So Anna, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm still answering the book, yeah, but like.
The name Gloria is an Italian word for glory. Is it not so?
Yes.
Or a Latin word. And we know it's glory. Hebrew word for Anna, or English word for Anna is what?
Grace.
Unmerited. Grace. See, I'm always standing to confuse Satan. So I can answer grace and glory.
Yes, I'm answering.
You're answering both, is it not? So, his name is a formation. A conjecture of words put together. What is wrong with you answering Anna Glory?
Or Gloria.
Or Gloria. What is wrong with you?
So what
you have scattered devil. That is their confusion. They cannot hold you anywhere. You go to the newspaper and formalize it. Now, know the implication of that. Those who know you as Glory will still call you Glory. You say there is no problem.
Yes.
Those who know you as Anna will still call you Glory. Because your name now is Anna Glory.
You are the one that came out now. No, you are the one that explains. Okay.
They don't know you are the one that together.
No, you don't want to. No. Let us not talk.
Please. Praise the Lord. In order to simplify matters, what was the original business then?
It's glorious.
That's it.
Implications and less issues. Less going here to change this, to change that, to change that. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I know my sister has passed through a lot. The enemy attacked her terribly. You know, when I look at her today, I feel blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. Because I see restoration. Amen. I see recovery. Amen. And I see a fire within her that encourages me. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You know, so, you know, Jesus told the man, no man condemns you. You understand? Yes. The church is here to support you. Amen. The important thing is that, you know, there's a restoration.
Yes.
And she's being focused.
Yes.
For me, I see it less complicated if she just takes the name that's in her original documents. Yes, it settles matters. She doesn't have to start changing this and changing that.
So you never changed. You never had any official paper.
Did you change it officially?
She has gone to the court.
She has gone to
the court. But she has not gone back to change it officially.
Okay, you will change officially. It's not the glory.
Okay. So it's well in time.
You initially you ignored it.
Yes.
And you started answering Anna. And then you documented it as Anna. Now you have gone to the court to change it back to Gloria.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So that's where you are.
So I should say the person that answers Anna and the person that answers Gloria is the
same person.
Just in case they were documented.
Okay, she has done that.
Sorry, President. The major reason why I really want the President to join with me is concerning the vision, the purpose for the Lord showed me that he wants me to be to.
So, but they want President to call you a particular
one. No, she's only looking for the question and answer. That's what she said. Please, let's change. Let's wait for her hands to.
Please, brethren, I probably want the elders to join up on this prayer.
Because of this name thing, you have a father. He calls you. Where's my daughter? She knows your name. Yeah, he calls you. He knows your name. Let us all just sing.
Thank you.
He
calls his own. Shine.
Where you have once answered Anna, you are now answering Gloria, or coming back to Gloria. Fear not.
Amen.
God knows the name that best suits you. With that name, He will call you. You will have an encounter with the name which is in glory. Whatever you have chosen today, all men will flow in it.
Amen.
You are the king in the name you choose. So fear not. Whatever you tell us to call you, we know we will call you. All state institutions will call you by that name. And everything will be in the same status. The Lord will glorify you. Your brother, you are. Do it with the prayer. We'll just stand with that.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Before you were born, I know you.
Amen.
And I know your name.
Hallelujah.
In that day, God asked Jacob, what is your name?
He
said, that is not the name we know you in heaven. Hallelujah. Lord, we know that our sisters are instruments in your hands. You can see the glory of God upon her. Therefore, the enemy has been battling here and there. Lord, oh God, we know that the church has stepped into this matter. And every controversy in the name of Jesus. Therefore we say, you daughter of Zion, that it is well with you.
Amen.
It is well with your soul.
Amen.
It is well with your body.
Amen.
It is well with your mind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we ask, we lift this one up, oh Lord. We know her heart desire. We know the things that, oh God, are tears. Day and night, you know the travail of our soul. Lord, oh God, we say today the Lord has remembered you in the name of Jesus. And the same time to favor Zion is now. Lord, oh God, we know that the heavens are rejoicing now. That the old doors of heaven will be opened. And your blessing will be showered upon your daughter in the name of Jesus. We ask, oh God, hitherto, where she has struggled, oh God, from familiar spirits, from the spirit that have troubled this one. Lord, we come to put a seal and a mark of our God upon this one. Henceforth, right from now, that no man, no spirit shall trouble this one. For she bear up in her the mark of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, we surrender with the sons of deliverance. Lord, we ask, O God, that she will go with this her mind. In the name of Jesus. That, O God, we bow her to subdue kingdoms. So, O God, to be able to bring down the high walls. In the name of Jesus. We ask, O God, that a new way will be opened up to her. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, O God, for glorious things has spoken of you, O daughter of Zion. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask, O God, that we turn around. When we have faith, Lord, O God, that, O God, the door will be opened up to her. In the name of Jesus. Concerning her career, Lord, concerning her desire, Lord, we ask, O God, that, O God, that you say that you, we are for science and for wonder. Let all her memory return to her. In the name of Jesus. That she will read and she will understand. And she will comprehend. And she will this, O God, that not many days hence, not many years hence, she will stand in this congregation and give testimony. In the name of Jesus. Have God and help her, even in her academic pursuit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, O God. In the area of our marriage, Lord, we know that it's settled. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, O God, that we bring a man after our own heart, O God. In the name of Jesus. The total package is what the church needs to have, even today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, we bless you. Blessed be the holy name. In Yahshua's name we are praying.
Amen.
let's close with this song, brethren.
I had a brother, he was working with me. All these boys, you know, they have robbed themselves, did every manner of thing. Then he eventually gave his life to the Lord. He was working with me. And I looked at him and said, man, you're a young man, you better go back to school. He said, oh, did that thing. So nothing to enter this brain. He said, the thing don't rot, the brain don't rot. I said, it's a lie. You can still get into school.
You see.
Eventually, he got admission to University of Kutakot. He read history. Do you know that that brother graduated with a 2-1? Some of you know him. Praise God. There is nothing God cannot do. In Gregory University, all those amnesty boys that have been in the man group and did every man of them, some of them don't even have wired. You understand? But they were admitted based on that program. Some of them, by the time they spend 1 year at university goes through them, they realign.
Straighten
out. They graduate with 2-2-2-1. You understand? So don't let the devil tell you any lies. You will make it.
Amen.
You will read, you will understand.
Oh, hallelujah.
You see that not simple? You will excel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Not only will you excel, a man will come and marry you.
Amen.
And will rejoice and be glad.
He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever.
Forever and ever, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.